Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
A busy weekend ahead, and we're going to start with some music at the Musenberg Jazz Festival. It's taking place at the Masque Theatre this weekend and will offer everything from classic to contemporary jazz, as well as the unique sounds of Cape and Afro jazz. So if you are a jazz lover, that is where you want to be this weekend in Musenberg. On the line is local jazz legend Trevor Wells to tell us more, one of the organisers of the event. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon, Pepper. Thanks for calling.
It's a great pleasure. Trevor, tell us what we can expect from the Jazz Festival.
Well, we've got an incredible lineup, really interesting. Mkoyi Murabata coming down from Joburg, originally from Langa. Ramon Alexander from Mamre. And we've got Bongani. Just let me get that. Here we are. Bongani Sochana Shonanda, let me pronounce that properly. he plays the marimbas, and he is absolutely incredible. I've heard him, and I'll tell you what, marimba is a traditional African instrument, and this guy really knocks it out. Then, of course, we've got the Hanepoort van Tonde Big Band, and Muriel Marco coming from overseas. Bokani Dyer, as we all know, a fantastic piano player, been to Carnegie Hall. And then we've got some youngsters from the Jazz Yard Academy, who are also absolutely incredible. I think everything here is worth listening to.
Trevor, I know that this is part of the bigger Musenberg Festival itself, but really the level of talent that's going to be on display is worth a mention on its own. And I'd be remiss in not mentioning that your MC is someone who inhabits the world of the local Musenberg crowd and the jazz world, because Koko Kalashe, who's MCing for you, not only lives in Musenberg, but I believe is one of the managers of the very successful series of Jazz in the Native Yards concerts.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
no. Besides the actual performances by that long list of bands, there is an exhibition, a photographic exhibition, and several workshops taking place. Tell us a little bit more about those.
The workshops are being run by Bokani Dyer and Anne Bongani Sochono. I have a problem pronouncing this name. Sochononda. I hope I got that right. Mkoyi Murabata and Bokani Dyer, so the three of them, and bring your instruments. The kids will be coming from all over, from Capricorn Park and other instrument, other areas, to come and join in this workshop.
Trevor Wells, thanks for speaking to us today, one of the organizers of the Musenberg Jazz Festival, which is on at the Masque Theatre in Musenberg. You can buy your tickets at a cost of R100 through web tickets. And if you'd like to take a look at the full program, it's running the 13th and 14th of October, so today and tomorrow. Please visit www.musenbergjazzfestival.com. Now, there are things that go together, like great stories in Cape Talk, like salt and pepper, like basil and tomatoes. And if it carried on that list, at some point you'd probably say oysters and champagne. Well, check on both of those, because that is what is on the menu at the annual Oyster and Champagne Festival, which is back again this weekend at the Hillcrest Quarry in Durbanville. Obviously, you can expect oysters. Obviously, you can expect bubbly. There's a lot more going on, though. And on the line to tell us a bit more is Kathy Brewer, who is a director at Valera Wines, one of the exhibitors this weekend. Kathy, it's lovely to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Pippa, and to all your Cape Talk listeners.
Okay, obviously we expect oysters and we expect bubbles, but tell us a little bit more about what kind of bubbles.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously the whole event is a celebration of bubbles and oysters, and it showcases some of the top cup classiques from South Africa, like Valera, obviously, Pierre Jourdan, Pongratz, Kruna. And then, as it's called, a champagne and oyster festival, there is champagne from France, which is sort of just to the northeast of Paris. And then we've got, there's some Prosecco from Italy, and Cava from Spain. So those are all made in the bottle fermented method.
Mm-hmm.
And then the oysters are all from the West Coast, and they come in at R12 each. And there'll be other food vendors. There's gelato, there's Uber flavors with rooibos craft drinks for the guys that are driving. And, yeah.
Okay, I know celebrity chef Suan Allen is going to be doing some live food demonstrations, cooking with oysters. I assume, given that it is an alcohol-themed event, that no under-18s will be allowed. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. No under-18s. And Saturday is already fully booked, but there are places on the Sunday.
Okay, now where do we get tickets for the Sunday and how much do they cost?
You get tickets through CompuTicket and they're 160 Rand each. And with that, you get a branded bubbly glass and five free tasting coupons.
Cathy Brewer, thanks for chatting to us. Cathy's director at Valera Wines. They'll be one of the exhibitors at the Oyster and Champagne Festival this week at Hillcrest Quarry in Durbanville. As we mentioned, Saturday already sold out, but there are still tickets available for Sunday, 4:30 p.m. to 11 p.m, although the gates will be open from around midday. If you and your family love animals and farm life, then the place you want to be this weekend is the fourth edition of the Groot Plaas Proe, which is happening on Saturday outside Stellenbosch. More specifically, it's at the Agri Expo Livestock on Sandringham Farm. And thousands of agriculture enthusiasts will gather there for a day that has a lot to it. For starters, there will be 11 different interactive stations where you can go and watch the agriculture industry in action. You'll be able to watch cows being milked. You'll see animals being washed and prepared for going into the show ring. You could even learn, if you so desire, how to shear a sheep. Animal lovers will want to be part of this event, and particularly the little ones. Primary school children can attend the expo free of charge to learn more about what happens on a farm and perhaps to be exposed to career opportunities in the agricultural sector. On the line with me is Isabeau Boerter, who's the Agri Expo Communications Manager. Isabeau, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about, besides what I've already mentioned, what we can expect this weekend.
Well, the Groot Plaas Proe is a celebration of all things farm. And as its name, which translates to the big farm taste, indicates, there will be many different food stalls with interesting combinations such as bok and bier. Now, that is boerbok meat and craft beer next to the braaivleis vuur. Then there will be all kinds of artisan products. We will have wine, roosterkoek, some yogurt, ice cream, skaapsterkies, wildspoikie, afvalpoikie, some gin, biltong, droewors, jaffels, freshly baked farm bread,
wow.
Skaapkop, that is a smiley, mm-hmm. and some pap with smoor. Yes, and lots more. So that's on the food side. Then with regards to activities, especially child-friendly activities, we have many different events. Always a favorite is the working sheepdog display. That takes place tomorrow from 12 till 1. And then we also have dog jumping and dog flyball competitions throughout the day.
There's also live music, we should add. So lots of reasons to come along and visit the expo. It's tomorrow only, is that correct?
Yes, it's already on today until 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow from 9 until 6, we also have the line dancers joining us from 10 o'clock. If you can't line dance, they will teach you. Lots of competitions that you can participate in. We also have the ice cream eating competition for kids of all ages, and also the Groot Braai competition. No extra entry fees for these competitions. You can just come and participate. The live music will be by the popular Afrikaans artists Nick Stevens and Adam Tuff. And it's a wonderful day. The weather is going to play along. Many interesting animals, more than 300 different animals that you can get to know at this expo. We have children at the touch farm riding miniature donkeys. Everyone is just having a ball of a time.
Isabeau, you had me at the ice cream eating competition. It sounds like a really fun weekend ahead. The last question is how much the tickets are and where we get hold of them.
Yes, as you already mentioned, tickets are for free for primary school learners. So for children under 14, no entrance fee. Children from 14 to 18, as well as pensioners, pay a discounted fee of 50 Rand. And for adults, the entry fee is 80 Rand. Tickets are available from CompuTicket as well as at the gate.
Isabel Boyce, thanks for chatting to us today. Communications Manager for Agri Expo, the Groot Plas Pru, already underway today, continuing tomorrow 9 till 6 at Sandringham Farm. If you'd like more information, please visit www.livestock.org.za. Now, we all know the sense of satisfaction one can get from seeing a garden come into bloom. We know it because it's absent for many of us at the moment, given the ongoing drought and the challenges that poses. But did you know that there are actually proven health benefits to gardening? Never mind the simple satisfaction involved. And the second edition of Garden Day this weekend hopes to celebrate that fact, that there are both physical and emotional benefits to being out in nature with your hands dug into the soil. And Garden Day is all about encouraging South Africans to connect with nature and to celebrate their gardens and share them with loved ones. On the line with me is Project Manager for Garden Day, Clarice Kutsia. Good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about the concept for Garden Day.
So the objective of Garden Day is to encourage South Africans to as you've said earlier, to connect with their neighbors and their family and friends, and to take this as an opportunity to almost brag about your garden. So yes, we face the drought, and some of us might not have the prettiest gardens at the moment, but we're saying to everyone to say, you know, still take this opportunity, spend some time outside in your garden and celebrate the fact that you get to spend time in nature and connecting with nature, and you know, hopefully benefiting from the physical and emotional benefits of spending time in a garden.
Sounds like all the excuse you need. Clarice, I know there is an additional element, a visual theme this year around flower crowns. Won't you tell us a bit more?
Yes, absolutely. So we're encouraging everyone to make a flower crown. You might have seen some of our poster image. We've got a beautiful girl wearing a flower crown. And we're also teaching people how to make it tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock at the Oranjezicht City Farm Market in Cape Town at the Granger Bay. We'll be demonstrating how to make a flower crown. And it's so easy. We also have a video on our website where listeners can go to and watch the video to see how easy it is. We also had Suzelle DIY to make a few crowns. So all of that's on our website to show people how easy it is to make their own flower crown and to wear it on Sunday when they're in their garden.
What is that website address, Clarice?
So it is gardenday.co.za.
Simple as that, gardenday.co.za. A couple of other notes that if you are looking for a garden centre near you and you want to go and browse and get a bit of inspiration, you can visit lifeisagarden.co.za. You can also pop into your local Stodels branch, of course. We'll be chatting to them just after 2 o'clock. Most importantly, get out into your garden and enjoy it this Sunday, the 15th of October. There's no cost to be part of Garden Day. It's up to you to simply get on with it. Clarice Kutsia, thanks for chatting to us, Project Manager for Garden Day this year. Invite your friends, invite your family, and celebrate your garden, whatever condition it's in. Just get out there and enjoy it this Sunday.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
A WhatsApp from someone listening to the interview with Groot Plas Pru saying, I'm on my way. You had me at the Afal, the Skarpstadkies, and the Jaffels. Enjoy it. Enjoy the afternoon as you head out there. Of course, the Groot Plas Pru already underway at Sandringham. We've got one more event for you to consider this weekend, and that is a fun outdoor event for the pet lovers, all in aid of a good cause. It's called Walk the Paws. It's happening tomorrow at Zevenwacht Wine Estate, and it's actually a fundraising walk for Rare Diseases South Africa and Rare Activists. One of those on the line with me now is the organizer of the event, Mahriet Nokia. Thanks for chatting to us, Mahriet. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a great pleasure. Won't you tell us what's happening at the event this weekend?
Okay. People come with their dogs. The dogs must be on a leash. They must have a cell phone with them all the time. And they must pick up after the dog, obviously. The event starts from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. It's a leisure walk with a beautiful view. We walk amongst the vineyards. It's a 5-kilometer walk. So to raise awareness for rare diseases amongst humans and also as a fundraiser, right? Because, I mean, there's always that. The cost involved is 150 rand, but you also get a bottle of wine from Zevenwacht Wine Estate. That's for the entry, and then 20 rand per dog.
So 150 rand for the human, 20 rand for the dog, but that includes a bottle of Zevenwacht wine. That's a very good deal indeed. Margriet, do you need to book in advance or can you simply arrive at the event?
The bookings have already closed, so they can just arrive at the event. And one more other thing that I forgot to tell you is we also have raffles with beautiful things that we can have that were donated to us, like a beautiful ceramic bowl for the dog and also treatment vouchers that we got. The raffles are 20 rand each. And then we're also selling a rare bears, which is handmade, all unique. And if you buy a rare bear for 150 rand, you also automatically get an entry into the raffle.
Margriet, I believe you want walkers to adhere to the yellow ribbon concept. What's that all about?
Yes. That's a fairly new concept in South Africa. It's been introduced to actually make people aware of the fact that some animals cannot be approached just willy-nilly. They must actually, if your dog, you know that they mustn't be approached with, you put a yellow ribbon on the leash that warns the people this dog must not be approached. Either it's busy rehabilitating after an operation or it's still in training, whatever the reason, you put a yellow ribbon on it. We actually have ribbons that people can put on, and then the rest of the people must just give them their little space.
Margriet Nokia, very practical concept. Thanks so much for updating us on that. Margriet's the organizer of Walk the Paws. It's happening Saturday at Zevenwacht Wine Estate from 9 until 1.